There once was a guy named Reiner, and he made this podcast. Heyoka King, cause he's the
at least one of them.
Heyoka. And his last name's King, hence the name of the podcast. Oh. Bringing you the best of wisdom and advice to chill, conful, nice, terrenial, sound, very nice in the nature of the birds.
We are back.
I'm gonna go on the fireplace on YouTube and put that on the side over here. Woohoo! I got that open. Don't give me a fucking ad. It'd be wicked. Oh, hell yeah. All right, so I can do that, right? That's pretty good so far. What do I got on this? Is it the volume or the gain, man? Yo. What is going on here? That's definitely the gain. It has to be. I can't see the fucking label worn on. There's no label. I'm insane. I'm looking at nothing. What? Is that it? It is worn away. That's it. That's the fucking game. That's it. Turn that up a little bit.
Turn up all the way. Hello. Welcome back. That seems to be the optimum setup. And I'd say if I said about yay.
Oh, that's very nice, isn't it? Welcome back, everyone. Maybe a little bit
more down. To the Heyoka King podcast. I am the Heyoka King.
Today we're going to talk about, you already know, wisdom shit. If I told you that if you look at the world and you say, damn, I really want to be this thing or do this stuff.
But someone said, yo, I read on the internet that your brain stops developing when you're 25. Someone said, I saw on a Facebook quiz that if you can't do it, you never will. There's some shit like that.
I'm dying. Oh, no, I'm dying. The death rot is consuming me from the inside out. Oh, the bruise and the inflammation. I'm dying. I'm fucking dying. Ah! Oh,
but the no sleep, the parasite is serving me well. I'm very efficient. I got some school stuff done. Hell yeah. But back to the point. Don't let them say, yo, this is what the world says on this piece of paper, man. This piece of paper, man. The real scripture is your mind spilling out possibilities, chasing them, and saying, fuck yeah, I think I'm going to do that because I like it, and I want to see if I can do it. And even if you suck at it, what if I told you you can get better? Make you feel a little bit more secure about the situation? Yeah. Oh. You already know. No. I'm fucking dying, man. But this is what I ate. I ate some fucking beef and some chicken and some tilapia and some salmon. Just a little of each. And now I'm sitting there, nothing else, 2 days. I'm on the animal craze. A little seasoning, but come on, man. Come on. I mean, if it was smoked, ooh, maybe I'd still bring some, like, pepper, maybe some salt, maybe. But definitely fucking black pepper or some shit. They make this black pepper shit that has, like, jalapeno and, like, the cayenne pepper flakes in it, too. That shit. Ugh. But this is what I'm getting back to, man. If you just put yourself, or a woman, or people, do you know what I mean? If you just put yourself out there and do what you need to do, you realize the possibilities and everything's achievable if you put your mind to it, man. Who am I to say? I told you so. But listen here. You definitely can figure out life on your own without needing to have a Facebook quiz or an email to tell you what to do. That email is going to bring you to a car dealership that's going to scalp you like $7,000, man. What? No way. He's young and dumb. He wants fast and powerful. Let's put him in a weak car. Put him in Dum Dum. Dum Dum. Go fun fun. My name is Harmon Electro. I have the ability to fight the bad guy. But what if I look in the mirror and the bad guy's myself? Because we all often ask ourselves, are we bad people because we manifest the ability to do bad things in our mind? Maybe we want to beat up a coworker. Or maybe we want to, like, I don't know, blow up a mall or some shit. You know, the world's a unique place. And sometimes you've got to understand that if you don't do that stuff, that's stronger than just doing it. If you do something that atrocious, one, you got to give in to blowing up a hospital. That's not fucking good, man. You got to be a good guy. What if I told you that being cool and nice makes you radiate sunlight? You warm around the world. You say, hello, my friend. I would like to seek wisdom with you. I would like to interchange a conversation with you, good sir. Or good ma'am. Or should it be madam? What's better, madam or ma'am? I don't fucking know. Yo, lady. Hey, dude. Yo, let's exchange philosophies, friends. You know what I mean? Roll through. Bird up. Bird up. Bird up. You already know. You already know. You already know. Do you know what I mean? I experienced the many guide stones of, yo, maybe doing bad stuff is cool because it gets you lots of money and you meet cool people. But no, they're just a bunch of losers, man. They're just up there. Oh, fuck. We got to listen to the whole ad. That's how it works. I didn't pick the no ad one. That's my fault. Oh. We back. Please back. Oh. Do you know what I mean? We navigate life with the possibility to deny yourself the direct ability to find ourselves peaceful minds, man. Because of that, we suffer in the end. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I'm sorry, man. I tell them I'm dying. I'm dying. Speak out. Speak out to the radio. The podcast would understand. Hey, listen up. Do you know that sometimes? Oh, shit. No way. No way. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. You can turn Spotify up. I didn't know that. I've never had it on a computer. That's so cool. Oh, turn Spotify up in the app and have it go higher than what the computer goes. Oh. Oh! So I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, Wouldn't it be more beautiful if you heard more of the music? Welcome. Did you know right now we're going on a journey? A journey through Forgotten Lake. Oh, Forest Whispers. Oh. Oh. Can we make this smaller? Oh, I can't. I can definitely just put that down there. Look at that. Oh, I can put it between the screens. That's so cool. Oh. I was fighting the bad guy, and the bad guy says to me, they say, listen up, friend. I want to see you fight your self-doubt. Oh. Ah! Ooh. Ooh. Ah. Oh. Ah. What's this? What's this boat do? Mini player? No way. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's beautiful. What else can this app do? Oh, fucking Spotify is so fucking cool. Oh my god. The music that gets 200 streams a month if you get royalties. Dog. You just gotta be fucking crazy on the internet and have your music in your profile. I'm telling you. It's that simple. Oh. And then I would say, the fine piece themselves from Righteous Above. So all their self-doubts. It's that mean guy that's down below. But what if I told you to just throw away your self-doubt? Oh. Oh, clear and gentle stream. Oh, yeah. I like clear and gentle streams. What? How the fuck do I get that to be back down to the sides, huh? What is this? I want it to go... Oh, I can't drag it, huh? Yeah, let's make that skull again. Yeah! Hey, you! Do you ever, like, spend your money? And decide, yeah, was it really a good idea to get $4.83 Starbucks? Dude, it's only a fucking small, man. I'm kidding, it's a medium, whatever the fuck that is. A large? Or a largo? A grande? A venti? Venti's large, right? Some shit like that. You know what I mean? And then somewhere I was saying, listen, you just do it. Just like Shia LaBeouf said, just fucking do it, man. How hard is it to make delicious coffee at home, man? Shit. What, because you're on the go and you want a treat? Fuck. Get home and settle in and make a treat. Like you fucking deserve it. Oh. You don't... I try to tell them, I say, listen, man, don't jump off the bridge. I know you and your girlfriend just want to beat the shit out of each other and do drugs. But don't jump off the bridge, man. And I tell them, I'm like, being homeless is just like war, brother. It's gotta be. We'd be beating on each other, we just don't got guns. And when someone gets a gun, you don't go near that person. They're nuts. They stole that. No one in the streets owns a gun. Come on. Do you know what I mean? Listen up. I was following through to the prophecies written in the scriptures, ancient psalms passed down from a sacred entity that moved around like a bat of light with beautiful eyes that listened and spread joy. And it gave me the ability when I was a child to fly for what I could imagine was anywhere between 5 and 14 seconds. I just fucking did it. I'm not even kidding. They say 14, 5 and 11. Yeah, 5 and 11 seconds. It might have been 14. Fuck. I'm time blind, man. I don't know what's going on. I just know I'm at the place. I know how to get in, and I know how to get out. I don't know how to sit there and be like, yo, it's this fucking time. But now it's footprints on the sand. You ever walk on the fucking beach? Yeah, let me say, listen up. Proof them now all about you. Before I was a crappy laptop. Now I sit in here with my desktop set up, hanging out. Doing a podcast with a fixed position and not clamping on and the table attached my laptop and having to touch the desktop, which is more efficient because the desktop computer is more efficient than the laptop computer. Definitely hands down. With cool speakers in the background. Grill in the background sound. Oh! And I was walking on the beach, the ancient beach reflection, next to the Sea of Sorrows. I swam till I could tread and walk on water in the Sea of Sorrows, and here I arise. And I would just reminisce. Legacies of jumping, gliding through light with friends. Longboarding barefoot between state lines. And surviving entirely off of McDonald's at a time where McDonald's was affordable to survive off of. Unsaid adventures. That's what, you know, like my papa always told me. He said, if you go to McDonald's in other countries, you get a quick eat, not too much money. I don't know how it works, man. But if that's it, I understand that at least. You know what I mean? But now look at that. But this is back in the day. Stubbing my toe, running from the fucking northward lake beach. I stubbed my toe, we were running. We were running back to play PS2 Midway Arcade Classics. It had all the good games. We really could get down to Smash TV. We really could get down to Rampage. It was the time of day, man, where we played arcade games inside. And then we went outside and jumped to the trees. Swung around them and ran as fast as we could. We jumped and we leaped. We leaped and we grabbed and we pulled ourselves up. With the power of being alive, my friends. I'd say something. Maybe the footprints of the sand were just the friends we made along the way. All decalcified shells of forgotten memories. And as you sit there and you see the phantom spirits of all you know that have passed, walking by you slowly, feeling the urge of death pressing on closer to you, you say, oh, I don't want to die. I want to be powerful again. I want to pay bills. I want to go visit the Grand Canyon and the Mojave Desert, which is like the red Grand Canyon. I don't want to jump around a big sword. I want to swoosh, and I want to jump, and I want to... What? Do you know what I mean? That's what I want to do. Maybe I want to dress up like a wizard. Not like a Harry Potter little baby wizard, but like me, wizard man. Like a cool, maybe even have some armor plating on it. And I just show up. Imagine you just show up to school in the wizard suit, just doing normal shit. And you do it once in the middle of the year. And then when they bring it up, like, 3 or 4 days later, you say, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about? I mean, I guess it'd be like, yeah, I'm gonna dress up like a wizard one of these days. Just to have fucking fun. So like the professor, at least. The professor's gonna be like, oh, that's cool, I guess. I mean, it's not the same. Can't dress like a wizard, you just can't not dress. Do you know what I mean? And now I'm over here. That's how I might say, I'm going to just show up like a wizard one day. Maybe I'll... Oh, God. I would have to ask the sound department lead if I could show up as a producer in the wizard outfit every fucking class. Oh, God, that would be worth it. That would be so worth it. Be like, hey, professor, insert name. Do you know how cool it would be if I could just go into the producer thing? And I'll be serious the whole time. Don't worry, I'll be no weed, nothing in my system. I'm just going to show up dressed like a wizard and act professional. I just want to be the sound wizard once in my life. Dude, there was this thing back in the day, the techno wizard jacket. You throw it on, and you slide the sleeves on, you press a button, and then, you know, lights up the interior. And then you have that ability to look really fucking cool. I bet they make stuff like that now. I bet it was something else. They were just putting LED strips inside plastic, putting those inside the sleeves. And then... I don't know. It's fucking cool though, man. Walking around and you can do different spells and do different animations with the fucking, you know, the sleeve ends, the LEDs. Do different spells and shit, and it would make cool sounds. That would have been so cool to just fucking get tanked on and just fucking whip around it. I bet if I look up the techno wizard jacket, I can find it. We have Logic Pro, FL Studio, Ableton, TGM, MPC, minor pads, major pads. Can I get Ableton on a Windows, or should I get a second fucking computer that's entirely an Apple and set it right next to the other one so I can have the other apps? Because this one TV that I got, you know, the one monitor I have has two different HDMI shit. You can do it! Just believe in yourself! It's not about dreams, man. If you can believe something, other people have done it. Just put in some work, even if you're stuck. You gotta cry too. Because you're a baby. You gotta crawl and cry. Until you walk. And then run and stub your toe running barefoot. Or scrape all the skin off the top of your right foot while running barefoot. You step the non-stop shit, and now you got Gorilla Callus. Yeah, I swear I got a shard of broken glass somewhere in there. The wounds, though. Heal, I forget what's going on. I'm gonna fight the bad guy and step in the glass, and I'm fine. Temperature, that's the rise, and I say, I'm barefoot, running in like big Heyoka King champion. This is the Heyoka King podcast. Let's talk about wisdom shit. And the colors of autumn. I love the fall. I was born in the fall, and the fall is the best time of year to me. It's just always, autumn always sounds so peaceful, man. You look around, it's like, damn, man, the leaves are amber and orange and green and yellow and kind of poignant red. You said to yourself, damn, man, that's straight up beautiful. And you say, oh, hell yeah. Oh, why would I want to be on the bed with my decorative pillow? I gotta pay those just to waste of time. First, you gotta get a dagger and a pillow and put it on the bed to make it look decorative, and you have like 27 pillows on the bed. I tell you, this is something that old people do when brides fade out. You gotta take all the fancy pillows off the bed. Grandma won't like it if you sleep on them. Cause they're not there for resting on, they're only there for decoration. And because if you sit on them, you can't touch the collector's soap collection. All of this soap is designer soap from a company that went out of business. Now it's just a deck. Now, it could be expensive, yeah, but it's just a decoration. It's a soap decoration. Now they're sitting in the grandma's shower, eating all of her Tums. Getting my candy. That's why my bones are strong. Yeah, they had a blue bathtub. Yeah, they had a blue bathtub. It was awesome. It was blue. Oh, whoa. Then they tore down next to it, the cabinet. They put a stand-up shower next to it. Oh, how many times you see a blue fucking anything? And any other color, really, for appliances besides black or eggshell white? True, magnificent product. Oh, feel like you're an ocean. My family has roots from Hawaii. A power to be able to absorb the nature of elements and speak to animals. But I get sad. That's your little baby. It ain't good. No way, man. Tell you what. I'm not a bad guy. I just don't want to waste my money on cheeseburgers and hanging out with friends that only seem like they're going to be around for just a few days. I got to get in tip-top shape so that people know it or not, I can rescue a random pedestrian that's dying. I can save them. And I give them a salute at the hospital when I run out. What, can you get in trouble for throwing a random stranger in your car and bring them to the hospital? I don't think so. I don't know if that's illegal. I mean, I guess you have to get their consent, but no, if they're the only one around, they're not going to be able to do it. You save their life, you give a salute to the hospital people, and you walk off in a cool villain-looking jacket. That's what I'm all about. Wearing a cool villain-looking jacket and being nice and helpful to people. And maybe I'll get a cool fucking belt to truly lock in the fashion. What's up? My name is Bad Man Pinkerton. I fight the bad guys, but also I'm a scholar. So they said to me, they said, how long will this last? And I said, Perry Frank, I'll let you know. Overnight. So he made this song because I projected the energy of life into his mind to do it. This is the Yoga King podcast. Sponsored to you, but Bad Week in Production, Bad Week Associates, Bad Week the Band, other fucking shit, Take to Town Music, all that fucking crap. My name is Ryder, my last name is King, it's the podcast name, Hail King Podcast. This is a Hail King Podcast, just want to let you know. 1 week away. Here comes the love. And you know what I love? I love seeing a world in harmony where things are functional. And I can walk around wearing a cool villain-looking jacket and surprise people by being a good guy. Hey, everyone. My name is Dan Van Stambos, and I'm the good guy. You already know. You already know. Over and out. Hang out. Have a nice night. Oh!